This is Akashvani. The news read by Harpreet Kaur. President Draupadi Murmu has said that Indian citizens represent the fourth largest community in Portugal, serving as a bridge between the two cultures and contributing significantly to the country's economy. President Murmu was presented with the Key of Honor of Lisbon City by the Mayor of Lisbon at the historic Câmara Municipal de Lisboa City Hall yesterday. While addressing the ceremony, the President said that guided by the philosophy of Vasudev Kutumbakam and the vision of building a Viksit Bharat by 2047, India will continue working towards a sustainable world, viewing Portugal as a reliable partner in this journey. Earlier yesterday, President Murmu held delegation-level talks with her Portuguese counterpart, Marcelo Rebelo de Sousa, in Lisbon. In a joint media address after the meeting, President Murmu described the India-Portuguese ties as historic, which are now being developed as modern and multidimensional partnership.
भारत पुर्तगाल संबंध ऐतिहासिक है ये संबंध लगातार मजबूत होते रहे हैं और अब ये एक आधुनिक बहुआयामी और गतिशील पार्टनरशिप के रूप में विकसित हो रही है लगातार उच्च स्तरीय यात्राओं से इन संबंधों को मजबूती मिली है और बढ़ती वाणिज्यिक सहभागिता से ही इन्हें सहयोग मिला है हमारे रिश्ता आपसी विश्वास समझ और मुख्य हितों के मुद्दों पर एक दूसरे के समर्थन पर
Both the countries have agreed to strengthen partnership in several areas, including trade, renewable energy, IT, startup, innovation, skill mobility, and pharmaceuticals. President Murmu reached Lisbon yesterday on the first leg of her state visit to Portugal and Slovakia. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman arrived in London last evening at the start of a 6-day official tour of Europe, which runs from today until the 13th of this month and will also include a visit to Austria. Ms. Sitharaman is scheduled to begin her UK visit with an in-conversation session at the High Commission of India in London, organized in partnership with the London School of Economics, later today. Crown Prince of Dubai, Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Defence of UAE, Sheikh Hamdan bin Mohammed Al Maktoum, will be on a 2-day visit to India from today. This would be his first official visit to India as the Crown Prince of Dubai. External Affairs Ministry said in a statement that Prime Minister Narendra Modi will host a working lunch for the Crown Prince. The visiting dignitary will also hold meetings with External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar and Defence Minister Rajnath Singh. Ministry of Defence has inked 2,385 crore rupee contract with Bharat Electronics Limited, Bengaluru, for acquisition of electronic warfare suites and aircraft modification kits for Mi-17V5 helicopters. This state-of-the-art electronic warfare suite will considerably enhance operational survivability of the helicopters in hostile environment. Defence Ministry said in a statement that majority of sub-assemblies and parts will be sourced from indigenous manufacturers. Government has decided to increase the excise duty on petrol and diesel by 2 rupees per litre. However, oil marketing companies have clarified that there will be no hike in retail prices of the two petroleum products. Briefing media in New Delhi, Petroleum and Natural Gas Minister Hardeep Singh Puri has said that prices of LPG cylinder has been increased by 50 rupees. Mr. Puri said that the price of LPG for Ujjwala beneficiary will be now 550 rupees and for others it will be 853 rupees from today. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar spoke to U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio yesterday and exchanged perspectives on the Indo-Pacific, the Indian subcontinent, Europe, West Asia and the Caribbean. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said they agreed on the importance of the early conclusion of the bilateral trade agreement. And in the IPL T20 cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru RCB defeated Mumbai Indians by 12 runs at Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai last night. Chasing a target of 222, Mumbai managed to score 209 for 9 in the allotted 20 overs. Earlier, after being put into bat first, RCB posted a total of 221 for 5 in the 20 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.